It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. Today is the 5th of May, Cinco de Mayo. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now it's 49 in Provo, 52 in Salt Lake City.
Road work in Tooele really jamming up SR-36. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
The First Lady's Visit.
Yes, the First Lady of the United States will be spending the afternoon here in Salt Lake City as part of a Western States tour.
Dr. Jill Biden will be promoting her husband's plans during the trip. KSL News Radio's Dan Baumas begins our team coverage.
Scott Howell says he got to know the Bidens when he was first elected to the Utah State Senate in 1989, and they helped several Democratic officeholders. Howell helped to run the Biden campaign in Utah. State Representative Angela Romero says Dr. Biden's visit to her district on the west side of Salt Lake shows her connection to essential workers in Utah's most diverse community.
The First Lady will visit Glendale Middle School and stop by a pop-up vaccination clinic in Jordan Park.
The First Lady has visited Utah several times in the past. KSL News Radio's Don Brinkerhoff continues our live team coverage.
First Lady Jill Biden was here in January 2020 to meet with Democratic donors during her husband's presidential campaign. In 2012, while her husband was serving as vice president, Dr. Biden visited with about 100 family members of troops serving abroad, as well as some recently returned airmen and soldiers at the Utah Air National Guard base. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
Canada's health regulator has just authorized Pfizer's vaccine for kids as young as 12 years old. They have not released yet when shots will start to be given out to the age group 12 through 16. The FDA and CDC are expected to reach a similar ruling this week here in the U.S., possibly this week. Stay with KSL News Radio for updates on this breaking story.
And along with that breaking news, we have a developing story. Former President Donald Trump won't be allowed to return to Facebook, at least for now. That ruling came a short time ago from a quasi-independent Facebook oversight board. CNN's Kate Baldwin has more on this initial ban, or when this initial ban started.
It was Trump with that video on the day of the insurrection saying to those rioters who ended up killing people and 140 injured, "We love you, you're very special," that prompted Mark Zuckerberg the next day to say, "We believe the risks of allowing the president to continue to use our service during this period are simply too great."
The board today faulted Facebook for the way it made the decision, though they agreed with Facebook that two of President Trump's January 6 posts severely violated the platform's content standards. The former president has also been permanently banned from Twitter.
A group of parents upset that their kids will finish the school year wearing masks got very vocal and disrupted the Granite School District board meeting last night. The meeting ended up shutting down early. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik begins our live team coverage. John?
Yeah, Amanda, interesting enough, the district's mask policy was not even on the board meeting's agenda for last night. Although once things got passed over to the public comment section, a number of upset parents certainly made their feelings about masks in schools known, even going as far as interrupting those who were at the podium.
In teaching, we call it wait time, and
Guys, we are in a public meeting.
Now, once the public comment section ended, some people with the group Utah Parents United started interrupting and shouting down members of the board. It was at that time that officials decided to pull the plug and end things early. With about 2 weeks left in school for many districts, Governor Cox has already indicated that masks will not be required in schools for next school year. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Masks at public schools will end in June, but the state has now met the requirements in the pandemic endgame bill. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards continues our live team coverage on what this means moving forward. Mary?
So, Tim, Utah met the criteria for case rates, ICU utilization, and first doses of the vaccine. So all public health orders go away for masks and social distancing, except, like we mentioned, the school masks. Annie and Oakley Hedrick are thrilled to be almost done with those.
I'm terribly sick of wearing masks. Can't breathe in them, and they're bad.
Salt Lake City's mayor tweeted she'll try to keep masks required at city facilities. It looks like state facility owned and those buildings will still have them for a little bit longer. Businesses can set their own requirements still. In fact, Hale Center Theater just tweeted this morning that masks are welcome but not required. People can also choose to wear one anywhere they want. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
A police officer in Nashville, Tennessee was shot and officers say he was set up by a 22-year-old who called 911.
On the 911 call, you can hear him saying that he's scared, that shots are continuing to be fired. Hurry, hurry, please get here in a hurry. It was all a ruse to get the police officers to this scene.
Nashville Police Department spokesman Don Aaron says his officers are on edge. The officer who was shot is expected to recover, and the suspect ended up taking his own life.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.